Good evening. This is Akashvani. I'm Renuka with the World News. The headlines. India conducts successful flight trial of advanced variant of Agni missile with MIRV system. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago to strengthen bilateral cooperation. Peter Magyar sworn in as Hungary's new Prime Minister. South Korea and the United States sign MOU to strengthen bilateral cooperation in shipbuilding. And India's Sahil Jadhav clinches bronze in men's individual compound event at Archery World Cup Stage 2 in China. India has conducted a successful flight trial of an advanced Agni missile with MIRV, Multiple Independently Targeted Re-entry Vehicle system, from Dr. APJ Abdul Kalam Island in Odisha. In a social media post, the Defence Ministry said the missile was flight tested yesterday with multiple payloads targeted to different targets spatially distributed over a large geographical area in the Indian Ocean region. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has complimented DRDO, Indian Army and industry on the successful flight test of Agni missile with MIRV capability. Mr. Singh said the achievement will add an incredible capability to the country's defence preparedness against the growing threat perceptions. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar today met Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago Kamala Prasad Bisisar and explored new ideas and initiatives to further strengthen the bilateral cooperation. On his visit, Dr. Jaishankar addressed the flag-raising ceremony at the Ministry of Foreign and CARICOM Affairs of Trinidad and Tobago. The minister lauded the traditional relationship between India and Trinidad and Tobago.
India has traditionally had very warm and friendly relations with Trinidad and Tobago, and these ties have been underpinned by shared history, our struggle against colonialism, and by our very special bonds of cricket. The people of our two countries share so much in common, whether we talk of clothing and sports or food habits and traditions.
The High Commission of India in Colombo today organized an exhibition in Colombo to mark 1 year of Operation Sindoor, showcasing images of key terrorist infrastructure destroyed during the operation launched in response to the Pahalgam terror attack targeting Indian civilians. The exhibition, held at Swami Vivekananda Cultural Center in Colombo, was inaugurated by Indian High Commissioner Santosh Shah in the presence of dignitaries, officials, members of the Indian diaspora and friends of India. Russian President Vladimir Putin today expressed confidence in Russia's victory in Ukraine while overseeing the Victory Day military parade at Red Square, marking the 81st anniversary of the victory over Nazi Germany in World War II. Addressing the gathering, Mr. Putin praised Russian troops fighting in Ukraine, saying they were confronting an aggressive force armed and supported by the entire NATO bloc. In Hungary, centre-right politician Peter Magyar was sworn in as new Prime Minister of the country today after winning a decisive victory over nationalist leader Viktor Orbán in last month elections. The result ended Mr. Orbán's 16 years rule and gave Magyar's Tisza party a constitutional majority, enabling him to reverse key reforms introduced by the previous government. The 45-year-old leader has promised to tackle corruption and undo policies enacted under Orbán's rule to control the judiciary, the media and other sectors. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz today said that Europe wanted to work to keep the NATO alliance functioning despite differences with the United States that the Iran war has exposed. Speaking at a joint press conference alongside Swedish Prime Minister Ulf Kristersson in Stockholm, Mr. Merz acknowledged that differences remain between Europe and the United States, but emphasized that both sides share the same strategic objective to bring conflict with Iran to an end and to ensure that Iran is not able to produce nuclear weapons. The United States said it was awaiting Iran's formal response to a proposed 14-point framework aimed at preventing a wider regional conflict, even as fresh military and political tensions continue across West Asia. We have a report.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio said Washington remains engaged in diplomacy, while President Donald Trump indicated that Tehran's reply could determine the next phase of negotiations. Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi criticized recent American military actions, accusing Washington of undermining diplomatic efforts through escalation. The latest development comes after renewed incidents in and around the Strait of Hormuz, including reported naval encounters involving Iranian and U.S. forces. American officials have also confirmed new sanctions targeting networks linked to Iran's drone program. Despite the tensions, neither Washington nor Tehran has formally declared the ceasefire collapsed. Meanwhile, Israel continued operations in southern Lebanon. Swati Rakheja for World News.
This is Akashvani. You are listening to World News. We bring you the top international news and updates from around the globe. Bahrain's Interior Ministry today announced the arrest of 41 people allegedly linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC. In a statement, Bahrain's Interior Ministry said authorities uncovered a network connected to the IRGC, while investigations by the public prosecutor also examined cases involving alleged sympathy for Iranian attacks. South Korea and the United States have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to strengthen bilateral cooperation in shipbuilding, a U.S. Commerce Department agency said. The agreement comes as Seoul has committed to helping revive the U.S. shipbuilding sector under a bilateral trade deal. We have a report.
The MOU was signed in Washington by South Korea's Deputy Trade Minister Park Jung-sung and U.S. Undersecretary of Commerce for International Trade William Kimmitt. The signing ceremony was overseen by South Korean Industry Minister Kim Jong-kwon and U.S. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick. As part of last year's trade agreement, South Korea pledged to invest $150 billion in the U.S. shipbuilding sector. The broader deal includes a total South Korean investment commitment of $350 billion in the United States with an annual cap of $20 billion. The U.S. administration said the agreement reflects efforts to strengthen industrial capacity, boost investment, and expand collaboration in advanced manufacturing sectors between the two allies. Welsa Williams for World News.
Director General of the WHO, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, today said he would travel to the Spanish island of Tenerife along with senior Spanish government officials to supervise the safe disembarkation of passengers, crew members and health experts. The Dutch-flagged cruise ship MV Hondius is expected to reach Tenerife in the early hours tomorrow. The U.S. Southern Command has said that American forces struck and sank an alleged drug trafficking boat in the Eastern Pacific, killing two people and leaving one survivor. In a social media post, the command claimed U.S. intelligence had confirmed that the boat was traveling along known narco trafficking routes in the Eastern Pacific and was involved in drug trafficking operations. Indonesia police today arrested 321 foreign nationals for alleged involvement in an illegal online gambling operation in central Jakarta. The suspects were detained during a raid on an office building as authorities intensified crackdowns on online gambling, which is banned in Indonesia. In archery, India's Sahil Jadhav won a bronze medal in the men's individual compound event at the World Cup 2026 Stage 2 in Shanghai, China today. The 25-year-old Maharashtra archer defeated Denmark veteran player cum coach Martin Damsbo 147-144 in the bronze medal playoff to secure India's first medal of the ongoing tournament. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. India conducts successful flight trial of advanced variant of Agni missile with MIRV system. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar meets Prime Minister of Trinidad and Tobago to strengthen bilateral cooperation. Peter Magyar sworn in as Hungary's new Prime Minister. South Korea and the United States sign MOU to strengthen bilateral cooperation in shipbuilding. And India, Sahil Jadhav clinches bronze in men's individual compound event at Archery World Cup Stage 2 in China. And that concludes tonight's World News Bulletin. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashvani. Good night.